AA podcast.
You weren't sure.
I was distracted by the Google banner thing.
It was doing something.
Yeah, it was like dancing. I don't remember.
Did the G get like its head blown off?
No, it was just like pixelated men running around doing stuff.
That would be in poor taste by Google. This is AA podcast. This is episode 129. In the context of season 5, this is episode Irna Solberg. Care to
Irna Solberg?
Irna Solberg.
Norway.
Correct. Very good. Andrew, well, I don't even know why we're doing this. If you're so up on world leaders, Andrew.
This is just a guess.
I don't know. Better be lucky than good. She is the Prime Minister of Norway. New to the game. Elected in September 9th, 2013. So she's still getting her feet wet. You know, she hasn't totally... She's not, you know, in it to win it, so to speak.
Looks like she'd make a damn fine pie. She looks like a mom who would cook.
She looks like she's eating some pies.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, you develop those skills. Like, look, I'm, like, reasonable at, like, making drinks because I'm interested in making drinks for myself. So there's incentive to developing that skill. You know what I mean? She has 2 children with her husband. Norway, a country of 5 million people, had their constitution ratified in 1814. May 17th, 1814. Yeah, that's right.
Norway always seems to top like that list of the greatest places in the world to live.
It's so dark, though. It's like snowy as shit.
Well, just think about it. It's like it has a really high income rate because there's only about 5 million people there, and it has like a really solid economy.
Yeah,
and it's so small that the government can actually take care of its people.
Right. So it's easier to, it's a better ratio of government workers to people.
I'm sure they get taxed the shit out of them. I see she's a conservative. She's of the conservative party.
She is, but I couldn't really. She's still getting her feet wet. She hasn't really.
It seems if it's like any other European country, that probably slightly left.
She's moderate.
Well, I mean, like, they say conservative, but it's not like a conservative here.
She was okay with the Gulf War. You know, I mean, that's kind of where she falls on that line. Like, you know, Kuwait really shouldn't have been invaded like that. And she was okay. Not with Norway sending troops.
It's center right. Okay. All right.
So, the biggest controversy I could come up with was that there's a guy who leaked nuclear secrets from Israel, and he was looking for asylum in Norway. And basically Norway's decision went like, well, we could give him asylum, but that would go against our usual friendly relations with Israel. We're not going to do this because we are friends with Israel.
There's the door.
Just like very calm, very sort of boring, and very like even-handed about it. Well, we have a pre-existing relationship, and this may damage that.
So we're not going to do that.
I don't think we're going to pursue that. Otherwise, I don't know. I mean, what, Norway, they've won a Women's World Cup?
Yeah, they have.
I think they won, in 95. They won, like, the first or second one. So before, like, people really started to care, they just got on that. A band of sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I always get them, Finland, and Sweden kind of mixed up.
Well, they're all, like, essentially the same, right?
We're all agreed that thing on top of Europe is a claw, right? That's a claw. If we call it, like, the claw of Europe, everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Apparently, Solberg said her win was a historic election victory for the right-wing parties.
Oh, I was going to say, not the first female prime minister, so not that historic, ma'am.
PM. She had support from the Liberal and the Christian Democrat parties. And the Progress Party.
Yeah, they have, so they have like a traditional kind of parliament system where it's just like you just vote for the party, and then depending on how many votes the party gets, then they like fill up their parliament with that. And so then they have like 8 or 9 different, like, it's like Green, Labor, Christian Democrat, Democrat, Progressive.
So this is like a million fucking parties.
It's like, I mean, so a million to like, compared to America. Well, like, yeah. In the grand scheme of things, they have like 8 or 9. And that's a bunch. It's basically a million. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Pluralities. I don't know. I mean, this is kind of boring.
It says that the party says it's an opponent of socialism and advocates economic liberalism and reduction of taxes.
Well, here's my biggest thing, right?
But it's historically been the most outspokenly pro-European Union party in Norway.
Hmm. Well, that would make sense if you're in Norway. But,
all right, here we go with the European stuff. The party generally supports semi-privatization through state-funded private services and tougher law and order measures.
Semi. Not all the way.
Not all the way.
You can decide sometimes. We're going to regulate it.
So it's not like, you know, the American radical tea
no. party is. They're probably different.
Yeah. So it's not a Ted Cruz over here.
Well, see, that's sort of the thing, right? Is that like, we want smaller government. We want, I feel like people who say that they want smaller government mean they want no government. Or like, we want.
I don't think that's the case.
I just feel like there's a lot of obstruction and there's a lot of like, I don't fucking like the size of the government. So the best thing I can do is just gum up everything. So then the government doesn't do anything. And it just seems really disingenuous.
But I think that's both parties, though. I don't think that's just like a reflection of one.
I don't think the Democrats are saying that the government shouldn't work. Like, I think the Democrats.
Think the Democrats actively opposed conservative legislation when it was going through, like, when they are in the reverse of the situation currently at hand?
Well, see, and that's. It's a double edged sword because I feel like the Democrats are somewhat ineffectual and unorganized. And so, like, it was a combination of not able to and too, like. Like, they didn't stop the Patriot Act. Like, that went fucking through. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, what, I can't even think of, like, the, you know, some oil bill, maybe. Or some, I mean, like.
About the war.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't stop that.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I think that's a little bit knee-jerk, you know, anti-conservatism. Saying that, like, conservatives actively attempt to block legislation that they oppose.
Well, the past like 2 years,
yeah, I agree.
This bit of an obstructionist party, but not that, like, in the entire history of them.
But yeah, but I mean,
I feel like they should be more focused on, like, okay, we don't think government should be doing this other shit, but this kind of shit, it should be doing it. It should be doing it well. You know what I mean? Like, they should be fine-tuning it. I don't
quite understand what you mean. That,
well, so
they should be focusing on doing other shit that's doing other shit. Like,
They should carve out and state, like, what the government is responsible for, and then make sure. So, like, it has a role in the world. You know, like, it should exist. Like, we shouldn't live under anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And it should just be, you know, I mean, if you're. What's his fuck from Kentucky? Rand Paul. And, like, it should, you know, have a standing army and, like, put murderers in jail and, like, that's it. Like, you know, I guess just fine-tune that. Like, work on the prison system, Rand Paul. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can't, like, ignore the other issues that are the country's faced with. Like his philosophy.
Like immigration reform, which they are ignoring.
Well, I mean, everyone's ignoring that.
I mean, yeah. Everyone's ignoring it.
And he's from a fucking interior state that it doesn't really matter.
Andrew, it matters to everyone. And if he's going to make a run of the presidency, it really should matter to him.
Oh, hopefully not.
Oh, God. I hope so.
I mean,
if
I don't know much about Rand Paul, but it just seems like silly.
Well, he's a plagiarist.
Why would we go for Rand Paul if we've pretty clearly said no to Ron Paul the past two times?
I mean, and isn't just Chris Christie?
I mean, he's like an interesting candidate, I bet. I have fucking no idea.
It seems like
it's so far away.
It seems like it's gonna be like, here, I'm sitting here in 2013
You're gonna call it that's Hillary Chris Christie?
It's Hillary Chris Christie. Chris Christie's gonna win like 53-47.
Why do you say that?
Because it's like you just change. You just need a change. Like,
and Chris Christie's the breath of fresh air that's going
to say... Yeah, he's from outside the beltway. He's a straight shooter. He knows when to step in and when to lay off.
Look, if he drops 30 pounds, I might get on board with the 50-47.
Look, but I'm...
Generally, America's not elect fat people.
Oh, they're going to... Well, if it's Hillary...
Hillary's not fat.
She's not fat. She's kind of a bitch.
Well, I mean, she has a lot of support from... her side of the party.
Yeah, but well, I mean, like I said, it's gonna be close. I think Chris Christie will win a close election at this point, just because it's a pendulum that kind of swings back and forth.
It's just so far away. I mean, if America's continues to sour on the Obama administration, then maybe. Yeah,
I mean, maybe there's like a dramatic recovery and it's like 2 years from now it's totally different, but it just seems like, yeah, you had 8 years of Clinton, that was pretty good. And then you had 8 years of Bush, and like, that was kind of shitty, but hey, we're still America, so it's like, fine. And then like 8 years of Obama, it's like, I mean, I guess the final chapter is still to be written on that, but it's like, mostly...
If you could just get people to keep their insurance plans, then it would be fine.
Yeah, I mean...
If they just bump back up, and be like, alright.
Sorry, guys. Anyway, to move away from politics, or I guess more historical politics, it was the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Jack, we miss you. Do you think, I mean...
I wonder what he'd be like if he was still, like, kicking it.
He'd be 90.
Well, I mean...
And he'd probably be dead. But do you think, like...
Well, what was like, it? When did Reagan die? Reagan was in his 90s when he died.
Reagan's like in his 80s in the presidency, so was he like 100?
I don't think he was 100.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He probably like reasonably charismatic.
Like, former presidents like running around is like kind of weird as is, because I, you know, every now and again you see like Clinton and then like Bush kind of like appear on random like talk shows or something, and you're like,
hurricane relief. It seems like you
guys are fucking dead now, right? You don't really matter.
Do not matter.
And then like at the, like, this is a Houston perspective, but every once in a while, like, Bush would appear at the Astros games.
Yeah.
I was just like.
Great state.
Like, I think he lives in Houston, but it's just like, it's just kind of odd.
So I guess two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was a conspiracy? Or what do you make of all that?
Ronald Reagan died at
93. Really? Okay.
I think it's naive to think that it was a lone shooter.
Okay.
But, I mean, beyond that, I have no idea. I mean, like, I don't know enough about the... Like, what? There's the mob...
Sure.
The mob one. There's the what? The CIA one.
Cuba.
And then there's the Cuba one.
And those all sort of like intertwine.
Yeah. So those, like, I mean, I don't know enough about the context of how Kennedy was interacting with these people to like get them pissed off enough to like, right. I mean, like, CIA was what? Bay of Pigs? They kind of got a sore up.
Cuba's kind of Bay of Pigs.
Cuba's Bay of Pigs. And then, like, I guess the missiles and the embargo.
Right.
And I don't really even know what the mob one was.
The mob fixed Illinois in 1960.
So he could win?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he, like, stuck RFK on the organized crime, and they felt like double crossed. Like
busting,
racketeering, etc. But like, here's the thing, right? It sort of seems, and I've heard, I've consumed a small amount of JFK related stuff this week. It sort of makes sense that the mafia would want. So even if you feel like JFK double crossed you, mm-hmm. wouldn't you still want that relationship? Like, in theory, like, wouldn't he pick up the phone if you called?
Some mobster called?
I mean, you, there is a relationship there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you've spoken, like, you know, you maybe you're not friends, but, like, there's something there as opposed to, like, LBJ or whoever. There's, like, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it seems, I don't know. That seems interesting to think about. The mob, maybe the mob's motivations are, like, bitter, but you'd rather have a guy, like, the devil you know versus, like, somebody else. So maybe they wouldn't necessarily want to kill him?
Yeah, but I mean, he's actively infringing upon their livelihood.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, no, sir. I mean, it makes sense. I'm just the other side of it.
I mean, the mob one, I always kind of felt was the biggest stretch. Like, I guess they could organize that if they knew you'd be, but...
Wouldn't it be more like I feel three like... guys with Tommy guns? Like...
Yeah, that's what I would feel like. Or like, you know,
that seems more mobster.
Kidnap him and throw him in a trunk.
Wouldn't they send out like a strip club owner to like get Kennedy in the middle of a hallway filled with reporters? That seems like more mobbish.
A nice Italian meal or something, like a drive-by.
Or like a hooker like seduces Kennedy and then kills him in his sleep.
I mean, the CIA, like, those are like. No, those are big time players.
Sure.
And then like Cuba, Soviet Union kind of level. I mean, okay, yeah, sure. I don't know.
To me, here's, and I find this sort of interesting, and I kind of like this. Oswald, lone gunman, three shots. He did it. Deal with it. The world's chaotic and horrible.
Wasn't he a Marine? He's a Marine.
Yeah, but he's just like, he's illiterate and he's kind of like an asshole and.
I'm a patsy. He said that.
He just fucking sucks, essentially. But he's interesting because he like tried to defect to Russia, but then Russia was like, no, I don't care. Get out. And he like came back to America. But Oswald does it. He pulls it off.
So,
and then...
Quick side note.
Yep.
Just sorry to interrupt you in your train of thought. But I know we're looking for a movie. Mm-hmm. Should we watch Oliver Stone's JFK movie?
I guess that's international. There's intrigue. It's not great.
It's long.
It's long. It's like three episodes. Because we do two. It's about 2.5 hours. Is it like 3.5 hours?
Yeah, I'll look on that. But okay, finish what you're saying.
Sure. So Oswald did it, and then there's a bunch of shady shit revolving around it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is all the shady shit people covering their asses and lying? And spinning and deflecting blame onto other things because everybody fucked up.
So like they're in like a tailspin.
So everybody is lying. Everybody is covering shit up. Mm-hmm. Everybody is saying it's somebody else's fault and kind of not maybe not overtly, but like kind of pointing you in that direction.
And that's why the conspiracy theory is so like rampant.
Well, because like, well, if you take the testimony of this guy from this, then you think it's this. But if you take the testimony from this guy, then you think, you know what I mean? Like, you can just go in circles and you like go down a wormhole and it's like you're just spent your entire life doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because everyone fucked up. And hey, you know how the president died that day? Like, somebody kind of... Whether it's the Secret Service or the Dallas Police or like somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know, really dropped the ball.
Well, if it was just like, you know, not raining that one or like if it continued to rain, the thing would have been up.
Right. Well, it's just, I mean, and then there's like a million things like that. But it's, and I mean, that's like anything, any like moment in time, if you investigate it enough, then like it becomes even crazier.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's, like, the umbrella man who, like, in the Zapruder film is, like, putting up an umbrella because it's, like, a reference to JFK's dad and his relationship with Neville Chamberlain, and Neville Chamberlain like appeasing Hitler. And like, that's why he's doing that. He's like, I felt like it was a great insult to JFK to do that. Like, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, what the fuck is that even?
So it's just like a clusterfuck of everyone with like small blame, but no like real big blame.
Well, it's like, okay, you fuck up at your job or something. And then you're like scrambling to like,
oh, but he did this.
Yeah, like, I like, just like trying to get it to where your boss doesn't find out. Mm-hmm. But then you're like also talking to other people to make sure they don't tell your boss. But then they like sort of tell your boss, but they don't tell them everything. So then you can like kind of wriggle out of it, but then you kind of don't look great doing that. And you like keep trying to do your job, but like, but then you're kind of nervous and you like fuck up again. Mm-hmm. It just seems like everybody, nobody saw it coming. He's got his face fucking blown off. And then now everybody's in damage control trying to like,
shit.
Like, that's what it seems like to me. And that seems reasonable. Mm-hmm. Like, well, that's really strange that this happened. What about this? And like, what about, and all of it's just like, they're all lying. Nobody wants to take responsibility for like, well, yeah, it was kind of my job to make sure JFK didn't die. And then, well, he died. My bad. It's like one of the, you know, the two times in American history a president was killed. Whoops.
No. More than
two. It was Lincoln and Kennedy. Killed?
What was about the one dude who was shot at the, I don't remember. No, I gotta look on the
1900?
Yeah, I don't know. You keep going what you're saying.
Well, but I didn't think he died. He was just shot. Like, Reagan was shot. He was shot. Lincoln was shot.
I thought there was another guy.
I think it's two have been killed and two have been impeached. And one resigned.
William McKinley.
Yeah, McKinley was shot. Like, in a speech. I don't think he died. Or did he die of, like...
Garfield.
Maybe I don't know anything about American history. But one other... Okay, so...
That's the conspiracy. Yeah, Garfield died. It was shot and killed.
Hmm. It's sad.
Fewer than 4 months after Garfield took office.
It barely counts.
McKinley. Because remember, there's like this, like, all presidents elected with OO.
Oh.
Yeah, like they've been murdered and killed. Or like, not OO, just O.
Right.
Like 60.
Right.
You know, so forth and so
on. Except for Bush.
Except for Bush. He broke the streak.
God. That was a snake in the grass. Okay, so this
Lincoln, conspiracy. Garfield, McKinley, JFK, and then failed attempts on Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln, whoops, Teddy Roosevelt, Herbert Hoover, Franklin Roosevelt, Harry S. Truman, John F. Kennedy, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama. Okay, apparently there's a lot of all modern presidents.
In the modern era, it sort of doesn't count unless they, like, get close. You gotta spill some blood for me to... Like, Reagan had an assassination. Like, that's real. But, I mean, like, Clinton, really? Somebody? What? They did what? So this is a conspiracy
side. Apparently, like, some... Okay, just reading on your point.
Sure.
Someone pulled a gun on Gerald Ford... while he was, like, shaking hands in the crowd and, like, fired.
They get him?
No, wait. But none of the fire. Okay. Pulled a gun, didn't get any shots off. Secret Service got him.
Right? They're on it. Good work, Secret Service. Hey, like, 2 out of 44.
And then another guy fired a revolver at Ford. So apparently Ford's had...
Ford's unpopular.
This is in the same month. September was a very bad month.
I'd rather vote for a Chevy
than
something a Ford.
Yeah, so I'm not going to get into the other one. Some of them are like kind of unfounded.
Just rumors. Run this message board.
Well, a few of them seem to be like legit stuff, but I don't know.
There's this clan that Bill really Clinton, was unhappy about Barack Obama being in it.
Some guy in October of 94 fired at least 29 shots at the White House.
Just hoping?
Yeah. Sorry, that's kind of shitty.
If that worked, that would be... I feel like that would retroactively prove that Lee Harvey Oswald was a lone gunman. Like, the world is just random and chaotic. Like, nothing... There is no meaning. Like, it's all just chance.
And then I actually remember this one. In W's term, someone stood outside the gates and fired several shots at the building in 2001.
Oh, and then they, like, cut it off. Like, no more, like, standing outside there.
Yeah, something like that.
Until Nicholas Brody came back.
And then someone threw a grenade at him at some point.
And then
I remember the shoe shit. You remember that? He got like a shoe thrown at him when he was overseas somewhere?
Yeah, but that's like a Middle Eastern bullshit thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I remember that.
I mean, it's insulting.
I don't remember him having a grenade thrown at him.
It's a character assassination, if anything. Okay, so that's like all the conspiracy. Okay, here was
a
shit,
right? And then Obama had a letter laced with ricin delivered to him.
Oh, I kind of remember that. Yeah.
Another. Apparently, he's had multiple ricin laced letters delivered to him.
All Breaking Bad fans.
There's a guy. Two white supremacists plan to drive their car toward the DNC. Open fire with guns, but they were arrested before that happened.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess it's probably a reason why the Secret Service is so big and they have a lot of fucking shit to deal with the time.
Probably a reason why the NSA does shit, right?
Yeah, that probably goes a long way.
I mean,
it like rings in like president bomb this that
white supremacist. No, that's enough.
Red flag that fucking phone call. Let's get in on
the red phone, not the normal one. This one goes to the top.
But as far as, like, getting close, like you were saying, it seems like Reagan was the only, like Reagan was actually shot.
It's got to be something we all remember. Not something like, oh, yeah, I guess that happened. Yeah, kind of. I remember seeing someone on Twitter about that.
Should it not count of, like, the hoping and praying, like, at the White House fence?
No. that's awesome, but this doesn't count. You don't get anything for that. So I feel like 9/11 and the JFK assassination are two events. It's generational, obviously, but it's two events that everyone remembers. Are they just different? Is it apples and oranges, as I like to compare anyway? Or is it, which is worse? Which is more shocking?
Well, for me, it would be 9/11 because I wasn't alive during Kennedy.
Sure.
So, I don't know. It's hard to qualify. I mean, I guess they're both like kind of life changing events. Like you kind of events you like, well, I'm never forget where I was this one day at this one time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, which is more violent, do you think?
Oh, probably 9/11. Because there's, like, all that footage of those people, like, jumping out of the building and then all that stuff.
But his head's, like, essentially exploding.
Yeah, but they don't actually... Do they have that on tape?
I mean, they've essentially...
They have, like, something, like, close to it?
What Time Life did, they cut out one frame of the Zapruder film because they deemed it, like, people aren't ready for this.
Hmm.
So, like, you just kind of see, like, a part of his face like flying off, but you don't see like what eventually splatters like all over Jackie Onassis's.
I guess like the Kennedy thing is like certainly way more personal than anything in 9/11.
I guess 9/11 seems bigger and grander, even though it's like,
yeah, but I mean, barring people who like knew people in the building or all that, it is just sort of like this kind of distant, horrific act. Whereas, like, president is known. It's a known quantity. Everyone knows the president. Everyone has, like, a certain amount of respect for the president.
Well, I feel like there's also, like, a domestic... Because JFK is sort of totally, like, WASPs, essentially. Except for maybe, like, Cuba. Like, it... There seems to be less... it's more like fear, being upset, anguish, things like that. Well, 9/11, because it's like us versus them. You know, like terrorists, like those Osama, like fucking get that. Like, it seems more like anger, and there's more of an outlet for that. You know, like JFK is assassinated. Like, we don't.
Yeah, you don't go to war. Like,
we go to war? Like, you know, even if like Oswald lives, it's like, okay, he's tried and like sentenced to death. And then,
yeah, I was in Texas, so he would almost certainly be put to death.
He's finding a jury for that. Where were you on November 22nd? Like, well, I was watching when I heard the president. I see.
I don't think there's any way they could have, like, he could have gotten a fair trial.
Could you just go judge?
Like, the judge determines?
Like, you, cause isn't that an option? Like, you can, instead of having a jury, because, it, like, the jury pool's so tainted, you can just have, like, a judge?
I have no idea. I don't know the legal system that well. I mean, maybe.
I feel like that should be an option.
Well, I know you can keep getting change of venues, but, like, I don't know if you could ever really get an impartial jury about that.
Right.
Especially in the 60s.
Yeah. One other little tidbit I heard. So, as everyone knows, I'm sure, LBJ and the Kennedys, like, hated each other.
Mm-hmm.
As a sort of like a marriage of convenience. But in the wake of JFK getting killed, LBJ, and it depends on who you ask or what biographer you ask, LBJ and RFK have this conversation where, in LBJ's view, he's following protocol, asking like the next, like the highest lawman mm-hmm. in the nation, like what the protocol is for swearing in, like what needs to happen, who needs to be there, what do we need to have, like, you know, just kind of like the continued exchange of power and like making sure that happens smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
But the way RFK tells it is that like LBJ's gloating that his brother's dead and like rubbing it in. And that sounds awesome and crazy and horrible.
That LBJ sounds really weird.
It sounds like kind of sounds like typical LBJ is what it sounds,
like LBJ a little bit,
just being a dick. Like, whoa, hey, I mean, I'm just trying to follow the rules here. It doesn't matter. Well, like, me, your brother's dead.
I know the photo of him like being sworn in is like,
it's like right after,
just
right?
Like immediately. Like, isn't Jackie and like still in the same dress and all?
Yeah,
that?
It's like they're like on the plane like back to Washington.
Yeah, it's just like, fuck.
LBJ probably went and changed the curtains. The first thing I'm doing.
Let's move Lady Bird in here.
It doesn't make any sense where the TV is. It's just outrageous. So, continuing with our sort of retro theme, we watched a sitcom, as we've been prone to do in season 5.
I would say an important sitcom.
An important sitcom? A surprisingly good sitcom. We watched one. The Hot Watch.
Hot Watch. We watched All in the Family.
And I would have been sort of okay with watching another one.
Yeah, I would be okay with that too.
Like, at this point, if I walk into someone's house and All in the Family's on,
I'm probably going to sit down and watch.
It's like, okay.
One storyline.
So it's not like interrupting the game or something.
One storyline, but, like, I would say so well comedically acted that mm-hmm. it doesn't ever really
appear. It was like a one act play.
Yeah, exactly.
Or it has like very, it's three very small acts. It's like one and a half sets. Like, it's,
so there's kitchen and then there's living room.
Yeah, and living room and dining room table in the living room.
Mm-hmm. It's an open concept.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the 70s, they're progressive. For those of you who don't know, it's
Archie Bunker.
He's a rascal of an older generation.
Curmudgeon.
Yeah. Was he fought in World War II? I don't
even know if it's an older generation. It's probably just like some of the prevailing, no. Like, this is the temperature of the time.
Well, Rob Reiner's a young Rob Reiner, a full head of hair Rob Reiner, isn't it? I feel like he represents like the young generation.
No, I'm not saying that I'm not saying that Archie Bunker represents the young generation. I'm saying that
like the current Archie generation,
Bunker, like this is holding a mirror up to like American society in some sense, and we've created the Archie Bunker character, which is throwing, you know, political correctness to the wall.
Right. He's like a really amped up version of Tim Allen's Last Man Standing.
Yeah. And as far as in this family comedies, I guess they're the closest two characters.
Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin,
yeah. I mean, Peter Griffin sort of modeled off of him in like even the
intros. There's that American Dad character. But we haven't talked about American Dad because it
sucks.
Fucking sucks, yeah. But I mean.
But the Cleveland Show.
There you go.
That's, the that's one, some art.
The one that got canceled.
It's about black people.
That being said, it was funny. I don't know.
I think it
did a good job balancing, like, Archie Bunker's kind of like outrageous racism and just like what with like an appropriate amount of like, hey, I'm gonna call you on your shit.
Yeah, they're like, it wasn't totally in a vacuum. Like, people are able to kind of like look sideways at him. Although no one I guess there is one outburst where he says chink twice. Like, he says it and then they're like,
well, I think there's like a lot of like very racist things that,
well, but that's like the most overt. Like, yeah. That's the one where it's like, wow, that's just like, what? Where he's like, yeah, some chink something something. They're like, I think you mean Chinese. And he's like, yeah, as I said, chink. Like, what? Like, okay. That's really crazy that that's your joke. That he keeps saying that. Like, that was sort of shocking and just crazy in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I mean, there's just like funny things. Like, whenever there's sort of like
sorry to interrupt. I feel that the interchange between the family dynamic and how like they would fight and combat each other
right. Is
like really, really good.
Yeah.
Like when he's all... like, there's a scene when he's like making a phone call trying to cancel.
Yeah, this is what I was going to say. Yeah.
When he was trying to cancel, let's just line it out. He buys a watch from a guy at the docks. The watch turns out to be fake, but they have fears that it may be stolen. So he is like hesitant to
pawn it. There's a $300 watch.
Yeah.
But I got it for $25.
Yeah. So that's, and at one point his wife takes the watch to a repair shop and he's freaking out that they might.
The repair shop's going to check the serial number.
Check the serial numbers, and he's going to get arrested, and so forth and so on. So he, like, rushes to call the repair shop and all that. And there's just, like, a big hullabaloo and argument where all the family is out there.
And they're, like, all yelling, like, you get the ticket. Like, you go right now. Like, I got the ticket. Like, you get the phone book. Like, I'm going to call information. Like, or, and just, like, the way it's just, like, yeah, like, okay, you guys are good at your job. And this is just, like, well-constructed, like, comedy. It's, like, physical. It's the difference between the Goldbergs, where the Goldbergs are just sort of yelling, and it's not like,
it's not necessarily progressing the story or doing anything or like funny.
Yeah, it's just like they're kind of yelling, but then like, I guess the sort of them going back, like going back and forth, like, oh, I got the ticket, or like called information, or like now I'm on the phone with information, like, oh no, I got the ticket, like, and it's. It kind of builds like a, to like an actual punchline as opposed to just people yelling.
Yeah, like it has a certain kind of old school charm that, you know, Who's On First has.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's just like this, like, oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I enjoyed it. I thoroughly had a good time with it. You know, long fucking running, you know, 208 episodes of that show.
Fuck, that's a lot.
And then there's multiple sitcoms spawned off of that.
You're saying there's like four or five, like.
Well, there's Maude.
Okay.
And then Maude spawns. What is it? Oh, let me just.
Good Times.
Good Times. Maude spawns Good Times, And then the Jeffersons is spawned off of All in the Family. And then there's a couple other ones. But, like, the Jeffersons, Good Times, Maude, are all, like, a relative success in their own right.
Right.
Like, I've heard of all of those sitcoms.
40 years after the fact.
Yeah. 40, so it's just like, geez.
Good job, guys. I feel like, so there's a scene whenever, I guess one of the eventual characters from the Jeffersons is, like, a dry cleaner pickup guy who's black.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, this long exchange where, like, Archie Bunker's like, you know, you people, you like rioting and stuff, and like, we're just also just like so fucking crazy that he's just like saying that, or even like allowed to say that, or like, I mean, I just don't even know. But there's that, which is kind of political in a very like kind of upfront sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another where like Rob Reiner like goes in this really weird rant about how like no one stands up to Nixon, and like, yeah, Nixon just gets to do whatever. It's like, there's nothing to do with anything. It's just like, fucking Nixon is just doing whatever he wants, riding roughshod over this country. That's what's wrong with this kid. Like, it's just, there's, and I sort of remember like that about Last Man Standing is sort of the abruptness and frankness
of like this political agenda that's just thrown in
of living in the real world. I mean, The Simpsons will sort of reference things that are real,
mm-hmm,
but The Simpsons, to its credit, because it's great, sort of built its own insular world. And like the same thing with like King of the Hill. Like, they'll talk about like, you know, maybe Ann Richards has like appeared on it or something, or like the Dallas Cowboys.
There's like an episode that I distinctly remember of King of the Hill that talks about who Hank is going to vote for the like the presidential election.
Oh, really? I mean, it's,
because I remember because he meets the candidate he was originally going to vote for,
mm-hmm,
but he doesn't like the way he shook his hand. he had like a limp handshake, and he's like thrown into turmoil because of that.
It just seems like, there is, so you have these sort of touches or brushes with the real world, mm-hmm, in those situations. But then you have situations like Full House, where it's not, it's existing in its own bubble. Like, they live in San Francisco, but they could live anywhere.
Yeah.
And like, they never like involve.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. And I guess
the ability to like touch the real world.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, Seinfeld is also sort of like that. With the exception of like the Yankees, essentially, like, they're sort of just existing in their own little world.
Yeah.
And I just prefer that sort of engagement. And I guess that dates it. That makes it seem even weirder after the fact to hear somebody like ranting about Nixon. But like, it just is sort of refreshing in its own way. And it's also sort of a mark of something that just seems more original. Well, it seems
certainly progressive,
right,
that it's able to do that like in the moment, in the real world, in the now,
engaging in political discussion.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's you know, it's art trying to enlighten on some level,
right? But it's also like reflecting reality. So like, well, Archie Bunker may be like a reflection of like the American public, I think there's another segment of the American public that like feels that way, may react that way, etc.
Yeah.
And like being able to like put your finger on that is impressive. And I don't know. Is it just, so it's the four. It's the mom, it's the dad, it's the daughter, and the daughter's husband.
Yeah, I'm sure there's tons of like side characters that come in every once in a while.
Just, yeah, it seems like the Jeffersons like pickup guy,
mm-hmm,
is a recurring character. Yeah. You know, the black.
So this was, All in the Family was number one in Nielsen ratings for 5 years straight. Do you want to know what it was pulling?
How many people a week?
We got a 34.0, 33.3, 31.2, 30.2, 30.1, and then it dips to number 12 with a 22.9. And then it jumps.
Wait, so it dips to number 12. So there are 11 shows that are higher than a 22.9?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And then it jumps back up to number 4 with a 24.4. And then its final season, it has a 24.9, and it's number 9.
Just for the record, the Super Bowl does like a 25. Like this year, the Super Bowl, it's something like that. Just to put that in perspective.
So for 5 seasons, it was number 1.
I mean,
the only other shows that do that are The Cosby Show.
Really? Wow, that's almost
an American Idol.
Wow, that's actually
for 5 consecutive seasons they were number 1
in their time slot, or in over all of TV.
The series finale was seen by 40.2 million viewers.
It's a lot. It's like that's a lot more than Breaking Bad.
Well, TV was different then. We're talking about 1970 to 1979. So it was on during the 70s.
This is also like when Johnny Carson's pulling in like 18 million people like a night.
Yeah.
So it's a little different if you compare that to like late night numbers now. I don't know if 18 million people watch all like 5.
Which late night show you want to like sample?
Letterman, Leno, Kimmel, whoever the fuck's on a... whatever else. Ferguson. Like, I don't know if those guys collectively get 18 million people.
Well, some of those guys are like late night stuff. And then some of those guys, like, because Ferguson's like late night from...
Oh, he's like late, late. I guess, yeah.
He's like the late, late from...
Leno, Letterman, Kimmel are all sort of 10:30.
Yeah. Is Leno still on or is it transitioned to Fallon yet?
I don't know. I feel like I would have heard, like, somebody would have said something about...
I know that happens relatively soon. At some point, yeah. I don't know. But All in the Family, really, like, enjoyable, you know, like...
Well made.
Yeah.
Despite being kind, uncomfortably racist.
Yes. Uncomfortably racist, but...
But people are made uncomfortable in the context of the show as well.
Yeah, I think the show is, like, an attempt to, like... It's not, like, him running roughshod. It's him being called on a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, I think... Archie Bunker is time in and time out kind of proven to be a buffoon.
Yeah, he's sort of he's like the oaf who like is stupid and like making mistakes, and like his watch is fake at the end of it, and that's like the big reveal. So it's not like he is a great like winner, you know. It's not like he's like his like, wife's going great.
Yeah.
Also,
I'd be curious to see if every episode is that kind of like combative. In reference to the Nixon, the Nixon argument that happened in there. I mean, I'm sure it's not, but that particular one just kind of like lit a fire under Rob Reiner.
It right.
Like, you know, I mean, just hit close to home for him.
Just can't fucking deal.
I mean, I don't know.
Can't stands no more.
Like, I mean, it was fine because it worked and it was like funny, but it's just like, this is really impassioned, you know?
Wow, it took that was one take.
Whereas, like, the other event when he was talking about the riot, with the person who brought the dry cleaning, I don't know the boy's
black guy.
Name.
Black guy. Don't call him a boy, Andrew.
Black guy. When the black guy brought his dry cleaning, was it Taylor?
No idea.
I don't remember.
Mr. But, Jefferson.
Like, that one was him, like, not being combative with Archie Bunker. It was like this very like subtle,
he was commenting on,
yeah, it was like Archie was too stupid to really understand what he was doing and what he was saying,
right?
And it was like very like, that was much more elegant than Rob Reiner, which was much more combative.
It was like a hammer.
So and presented some different kind of ways to deal with him.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess you just gotta figure it out, because I mean, if you're just gonna have him like go.
Yeah, and you can't, like,
balance it out.
Like, that's your, you know, that's your 30 a night guy.
Right.
So you have to have some other guys to do, you know, other work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's going to facilitate as well. Because, I mean, he's in those scenes and he's reacting, he's playing off those reactions. But it's like, look, Archie's going to get his, but he's going to get the other teammates involved if we're going to be a championship team here.
If we're going to have execute scenes like the phone scene.
Right.
Got to bring you guys along.
Absolutely.
But interesting, uncomfortable, like you said, at times very uncomfortable. I think
wildly inappropriate.
I think I turned to Andy and I was like, this show could no way exist on like what show pushes the buttons the most on television right now? Tosh or South Park, maybe? Or, like, Family Guy?
I don't know. I mean, on network TV, like, Family Guy, I don't even know what's, like, inappropriate.
Yeah. Well, I don't even think Family Guy is that, like, absurd. Or, like, it's absurd, but it's not, like, not like this, which is, like, pure, like, what the fuck?
Well, I think...
This is pure... This is made almost, what, 40 years ago?
Right. Well, I think there's an element of, like, they think... They feel like they're being edgy, mm-hmm. which I guess they are. And now that, like, quote-unquote edginess is just racist.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, not okay to, like, do that or act that way. Or, like, if the punchline's chink, like, your joke's not very good. And that's not always the case,
mm-hmm.
but, like, fucking, like, whoever from ESPN got fired because they had, like, a headline whenever Linsanity was happening, like, 2 years ago or 3 years ago.
Oh, I remember that.
When he was, like, a chink in New York's armor, and, like, that guy got fired because he, like, you know... didn't think or like you know thought just like a pun
yeah et cetera, no, well, I mean like all of the modern shows are doing it like you were saying in a much more just kind of absurdist way and
right
whereas All in the Family is not that. I think All in the Family is much more
just seems very grounded
yeah much more like a reflection of its time or reflection of its like
70s are different
moment. Well yeah clearly I mean we're like what we're less than a decade removed from the civil rights movement.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, they're still like talking about like black people rioting all the time.
So it's just like
as if that's like, well, yeah, that happens.
Yeah, yeah, but it's just like this. It's different because it's so much older now. You know, who cares what South Park says anymore? Because it's just like fucking.
Has there been a TV show that said like the N word that gets bleeped, right?
I'm sure that's not even like, just don't even write it in because it's not going to get on.
Well, you can say fuck, it'll just get bleeped. I guess network it won't, but on cable.
Yeah, I mean, I'd imagine The Sopranos said it at some point.
Probably, yeah. I guess, but that's not TV, that's HBO.
That's either. HBO. Because it's just like...
Didn't Game of Thrones have a really racist...
Did they?
No, I was just... Like, if they're using a bunch of racial slurs, like, in a Westeros.
It's against dragons?
No, like, the just traditional.
Like, you're from the north, you're from the south.
So that's All in the Family. That's, I don't know, I mean, this is episode 129, is that right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I think so.
So is that our final send-off to the family sitcom? Are we going to do one for 130 and then have the movie be outside of the... Or is 130 the movie?
Maybe one more for 130 and then we'll just okay. kind of...
Sorry to go a little inside baseball there. I didn't mean to have our production meeting spill over into the podcast.
Sometimes it has to happen during the podcast.
Well, just so we're honest, you know.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Andrew.
It's
been bothering me. Ever since the 2012 election, on the Republican side of it, Newt Gingrich took a lot of heat for saying that he wanted to colonize the moon. The more I think about it, the more that's the best. See, that's what I mean when I say, like, okay, Republicans. Like,
lie out your platform and fall through.
Well, just like, what do you think the government should be in charge of? Mm. You think it should be in charge of colonizing the moon? Great. Fucking let's do it.
You gotta put these NASA hacks to work anyway.
Well, it's like, the government should be fucking doing something, right? It's not just gonna fucking sit on its ass. So put it to work. Instead of just obstructing everything and be like, no. Government that governs least is government that governs. But like, shut up. Just let it do something. It's a powerful, monolithic thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to leave it up to fucking corporations, they're never going to get it done because nobody can figure out how to monetize that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The government has to, like, lay the groundwork, get the, like, grease the skids, and then corporations can start dumping in money.
Mm-hmm.
So, the question is, Do you think we should colonize the moon or Mars?
I would say moon. It just seems like you could actually do it.
Just like proximity?
Yeah, I was just like, well, it's not that far away.
But moon, see, okay, here's the downside to moon to me. No atmosphere. So it's all indoors.
No,
you're all just like oxygen tanks. And like at some point, if you could plant enough trees, you could kind of get something going on Mars, I feel like.
But how do you plant, like, they would just die.
Well, you got to take care of them on the thing. The spaceship there.
So you're saying the trees would terraform Mars?
Yeah. These kids, look, I'm not saying it's going to happen right away. I don't know
enough about Mars to really...
Well, water used to be on Mars. There's soil there. It's like dirt and like minerals and shit.
Well, so a tree could grow, theoretically,
if you planted so. It? I think so. I mean, somebody's got to care for it.
Well, yeah, I mean, what else are they going to be doing while they're there?
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to drive out there for a year and they're not going to care for it?
I feel like it's like, it's either a year or like 3 years. I think it might just be a year.
I haven't
no idea. It's a long time. Look, I'm talking 2050, you know, and I'm talking about you're going out to Mars, you're never coming back. You're unsatisfied with your life here on Earth. You know what I mean? Because it's essentially, it's the new world. Like, people said the new world about America,
mm-hmm.
and this is actually the new world. You're not coming back.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's going to be a long time before Mars has the ability, or the moon has the ability. I guess the moon is more realistic. But Mars is going to be a long time before they can build a rocket there to send back.
Mm-hmm.
But... wouldn't it be a good idea for us to start claiming land over there?
Over on Mars? We just go?
Yeah.
I would, like, kickstart the Interstellar Olympics, wouldn't it?
Well, like, there's all kinds of sport implications that would be fucking awesome. But, like, how about just expanding our empire and we can fucking tax the shit out of those people? You know what I mean?
All right. This might not be the most...
reputable, accurate. Yeah,
this is Yahoo Answers.
Okay.
How long would it take to get to Mars on a space shuttle? And the best answer comes from Donut Tim.
Okay.
About 9 months, space travel does not use the point-and-shoot idea. An actual trip to Mars must use a minimum cost trajectory that uses the speed of Earth and Mars to best advantage. You can only begin your trip when Earth and Mars are probably lined up. There was only one launch window every 26 months. After spending 9 months getting to Mars, you must wait 3 to 4 months for the next launch window for the return trip. A total round trip is 21 to 22 months. But you would not live long enough to take the trip in return.
What?
I don't know. That exists in its own, like, one-sentence paragraph. The present space shuttle cannot carry enough food, water, oxygen, fuel. Okay, he answered it in this one. To keep the crew alive.
Semicolon there.
Alive long enough. Also, cosmic rays would take a toll, and they didn't kill you during the trip. You would die soon after from the effects. A manned trip to Mars has many problems yet to be solved. He's got 11 thumbs up.
Hmm. So it seems like moon is a little bit more realistic. Maybe if we use the moon...
I think you like a dry run on the moon, and then you
kind of get that going, kind of work out the kinks a little bit.
See about Mars and the
different from Obamacare. We're gonna test it. We're gonna see if you know if this thing works at all.
These websites are functioning.
I don't know. Is it not that I would want to? Because I like
colonizing Mars would be fucking coolest,
right?
The coolest shit.
Colonizing the moon, I'm all for it.
Yeah, that'd be the coolest fucking shit in the world.
Then we could have like a moon prison.
And you just be the cut up on the moon? The one guy who's just...
funniest like, guy on the moon I'm here! The
funniest guy on the moon!
Fucking... this is the AA Moon podcast. Broadcast... like, live broadcast from the moon. You too going to play. Right?
That'd be pretty sweet.
I mean...
I think Lady Gaga is going to be like the first musician broadcasting or like singing in space or something like that.
Oh, she's going up there?
Because, like, Virgin Galactic launches soon.
Right, yeah.
And she's, you know, like, I guess go sing in the atmosphere or something. I don't know how high Virgin Atlantic goes, but...
Good for her. It just seems... If we're doing anything... And I guess NASA's doing something. They're sort of investigating Mars. They have those rovers and shit. But if that's going to be a thing in our lives, let's fucking do it. You know what I mean?
Hog wild.
If healthcare is going to fucking fall apart, like, give me something, government. Like, I know you're giving me, like, safety, like,
These laws. Like infrastructure.
The exchange roads. Of power, the peaceful exchange of power. Is
my daily life.
I give myself my daily life. Thank you very much.
Okay, like the structure that is.
I give myself structure. Like, on my day off, I allow myself to sleep in until 10.
How about those roads that you drive on every day?
Does it? I whenever.
You know, public transport.
What was it? I heard somebody make the case, I think, on Slate that. Anytime anybody complains about government subsidies, you just bring up roads and how that's like a gigantic subsidy for like fucking all industry. Like, oh, you mean roads? Those subsidies for every car like maker, you know, for like from Ford to Hyundai to like whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you think they would have built all those things? I don't know. I just... What's the downside? I guess it's a huge investment in money.
Expensive, yeah. It's the biggest downside.
Expensive as fuck. But, like...
Expensive and, like, benefit is, like, unknown right now.
I'd turn that around. Benefit, unlimited.
Unlimited, okay.
It's unlimited benefit to colonizing the moon. You have to find people to go do it. I think there'd be people fucking lining up for days.
Yeah, that guy in the NSYNC, he wants to jump on that, right?
Lance, but nah, I don't know. We need our best and brightest, not our...
Well, I mean, he can be the first idol in space or something. I don't know. He's got nothing else with his career. What else is he going to do?
I mean, I'm fine with Lance Bass going into like a final chapter of like... Heroic, like, he's not on moon
the,
man.
He's not on the first trip, but he's on like the third trip.
Maybe he's on it.
And he's like, gonna spend like 8 months up there or something.
He's the Homer Simpson, like the one to get like people really invested. Turn into a reality show. Help that pay for it. You don't think NBC needs that? Or ABC? Fucking anybody.
NBC's got the voice, Andy.
That's true. And Sunday Night Football.
So I think they're fine.
Everything else is just coming up sevens.
This works fine.
Is there... So it's expensive. But colonizing the moon preps us for colonizing Mars. And then, like, okay, if we're colonizing Mars, like, John Donut, whatever his name was.
Donut.
What was his username?
Oh, Donut Tim.
Yeah, Donut Tim. It would be sort of an event. Like, it's like every 23 months or something.
Oh, yeah. Like, remember when we landed on the moon? I bet that would be some shit when we landed on Mars.
No, absolutely. But, like, just every 23 months of, like, we have that window. Like, who's going? What are we sending? Like, oh my God, like, what kind of upgrades are we going to get for the moon, for the Mars people?
Like, somewhat like a crazy NFLer goes on one, and he's like, he's got so much personality, like Chris Cooley's on it or something.
Jeremy Shockey. It's
Connor Barwin's got the personality for days.
He's making playlists for everyone on the flight. It just, why not? I think we're at a point now when we have enough people here on Earth.
Let's just shoot them off to the moon.
Well, look, moon prison, I think, is a great idea.
Oh, yeah. That slam dunk on that.
Right?
And then in like 400 years, they're Australia?
No, there's fucking moon prison. Like,
this is prison forever?
Yeah, that's one of the facilities there.
Okay.
Because it's like, oh, you want to escape? No. Sorry. Your eyes are exploding out of your head now.
You can't escape because you're on the moon.
You shouldn't have done that. Like, yeah, I mean, like, you're We don't even have to deal with your shit anymore.
It's like that, but Ethan...
Lockout?
Yeah, that movie. It's not Ethan Hawke. That's Guy Pearce.
Guy Pearce.
The Guy Pearce movie.
Yeah, but I mean, well, that's like a space station.
Yeah, but I... Okay, so they're in space.
So, well...
Space-related prisons.
Sure. No, I mean, this is a moon-related prison, Andrew.
It's, moon's in space.
Fine.
Split some more hairs on this one, Andy.
Well, it's not... It can't... The moon is in orbit, while a space station can kind of move.
Mr. Scientist over here.
Science! I don't know. Where are we at?
We're way over.
Are we?
Like 105.
Oh, okay. When you said way over, I thought you meant like...
20 minutes over?
Like 130.
No, we're over. We've been over for a
while. This is episode 129 of Double A Podcast. Episode... Erna Solberg. Solberg. I'm Andy, and you can reach me at Twitter. I'm at Ballrack. This is Andrew.
Yeah.
He's at AW Delagordia.
Yeah, just like the airport.
At AA underscore podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You got anything else?
Nope.
We're finishing our vodka tonics right now.
Nope. The coffee bean quote is still an advertisement, so I don't think we need to inform everyone that Black Friday you can buy a coffee bean coffee maker and you get one free. I mean, if you want to do that, that's by all means.
Black Friday at Chase, if you open a checking account or... You
get a checking account free.
Or
you get a gun.
Or if you bring $10,000 in new cash, you get $100 cash.
What do you mean new cash? Like cash that doesn't exist in Chase already? Like,
yeah.
So if I just bring cash...
Well, see, that's my question. Let's say you have ten.
Or does it have to be like new cat? Like, it has to be the new hundred.
No. It has to be money that did not exist in your accounts before.
Okay.
So you can't like transfer from your checking to your savings. It has to be like you go basically go withdraw $10,000 from Bank of America and deposit it to Chase.
Yeah, that's really weird that a bank has a Black Friday sale.
Yeah,
or a Black Friday thing.
Or if you open a checking account, you get $100. But my thing is, can you withdraw, let's say Monday, can you withdraw $10,000 and then that Friday go in and deposit that $10,000?
It's new money. It doesn't exist.
You can prove it. I spent that $10,000. I made $10,000 more. I'm depositing this new $10,000. Fuck you. Give me $100.
Well, maybe. Who knows?
So that's all we got for this week. Until next week, never forget.
Let's roll.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew when you were there.
Dance for girls and men, woman. Mr. We could use a man.